stretching this morning, I, of course, obviously, to declare Happy Father's Day. If I missed that, we're in trouble, right? Uh-huh. Now, how many know fathers are not all perfect? But we have one that is. Amen? Okay. If you talk to my son, he'll give you all my flaws. But we're not looking for the flaws today. We're looking for the quality parts. Amen? I was pressed to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. So if you want to come with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, this may be helpful in recognizing that there are levels of fatherhood. And sometimes you can be a spiritual father, which was St. Paul's commission. He didn't have any natural children, but he had some mighty spiritual children. And he was correcting them in chapter 4. So I'd like to give you verse 15. Says, after all, though you should have 10,000 teachers, guides to direct you in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the glad tidings of the gospel. Now, I'm using the Amplified because it's a little bit extra. And recognizing that we all have spiritual fathers, with an S, fathers, because some will be guiding you for a season, and you may go on and do other things. God may lead you in different parts of circumstances. We have a young lady who's going off into the service there, and she's going to leave her natural dad and her natural mom, and she's going to gain some new perspectives while she's in this new test that she's entered into. And I'm using her as an example, but all of us, we all have that same commission of God. Grow up. Be mature. And just because you may have a natural father with flaws doesn't mean that you're spiritual fathers will be perfect. They're going to be flawed too. But it's for you to glean the good stuff from all of them. Amen? Glean all the things. And, you know, my old pastor used to say, come on now, eat the chicken and spit out the bones. Okay, don't choke on the bones. Just spit them out. Get rid of them. Amen? Throw them in the trash. But keep the good stuff. Meaning I'm not perfect. But I'm giving you what I've learned and what I know. Take home and swallow it, chew it. Think about what you're learning. And then grow up from it. Amen? So verse 16 says, I urge you and implore you, be imitators of, now of all things, he says, me. Be imitators of me. Do we want to see him trying to declare himself to be the Lord? No. But the Lord is in him. Look at your neighbor. Say, the Lord is in you. And I'm going to glean from you. And I'm going to take home in my heart that which is of you. Lord Jesus, blossom through my brother. Blossom through my sister. So that I can take home the quality things of God that are in you, and take home what's quality of God in me. Amen. Amen. So St. Paul can do it, we can do it. Verse 17, for this very cause I sent to you Timothy, who is my blessed or beloved and trustworthy child in the Lord. Trustworthy child in the Lord. Okay? Who will recall to your mind my methods of proceeding and course of conduct and way of life in Christ, such as I teach everywhere in each of the churches. Now, Paul has several churches that he's commissioned. He's been asked of God to go around and bless and teach and counsel. What about you? What about your home? What about your place of work? You have the same commission. Be the anointed teacher. Be the anointed father to those that are younger than you. Be the anointed mother in the realm of the Spirit. Bring those that are hurting to your heart. Carry them before the throne of grace. Lift them up before the Lord. Ask God to heal and set them free. If you see a flaw in them, you don't have to advertise their flaws, but you can lift them up to the Lord. And as you do, you'll be completing what? The fatherhood of God in you. Now that's male and female. The fatherhood of God is in all of us. I mean, we call it motherhood, but in reality, if we're all going to be sons in the Spirit, we are definitely all going to be fathers in the Spirit. Amen? Because the Father's coming down and He wants to inhabit His sons and His daughters. He wants to encircle you from the inside. Okay? The vision of the two triangles. Okay? That's really what this Star of David is all about. I mean, one triangle is here and the other one's down here. Now, in reality, the Star of David has the two of them connected together. And God and man meet in total harmony, meshing all into one. That's your future. That is your future. That's the bottom line. Verse 18. Some of you have become conceited and arrogant and pretentious, counting on my not coming to you. So he's writing the letter, and he knows that, yes, you know, these people are like, so Paul's coming, so what? Well, he's letting them know, not the good thing to do, not a good thing to say. Amen? They're what? They're conceited, arrogant, and pretentious. Verse 19 says, but I will come to you shortly, if the Lord is willing. I like that part. And then I will perceive and understand not what the talk of these puffed up and arrogant spirits amount to, but their force. That is, the moral power and excellency of soul they really possess. Now, excellency of soul, meaning their conduct, how they conduct themselves. Not when everybody's looking, but when God and they are totally alone. See, we have some believers that are, let's say, mature in their example when everybody's watching. But when nobody's watching, what are they? Very fleshy, very arrogant, very puffed up, and it's not good. It's not God. And God is trying to say to St. Paul here, correct these people. Give them a chance to grow up and mature. Because that's what we're all about. And if we do make a mistake when we're alone, repent quickly. Run back to the Lord. He wants to save you. He wants to heal you. And He wants to deliver you. Amen? For the kingdom of God consists of and is based on not talk, but power. The kingdom of God is not based on talk, but power. Moral power and excellency of soul. Moral power and excellency of soul. Your words, if they don't match your actions, are going to make you into what? What happens when your words don't match your actions? Yes. So the spirit of hypocrisy runs through these and you can see right through them. Are you wanting to follow a spiritual father or mother that is a hypocrite? No. In fact, they tell you, do this, but I don't have to. Wrong spirit. Not God. But a loving father will take a chance on his child Amen? A loving mom will take a chance on their daughter or son. Why? Because they want them to mature. Their goal is not to give them laws and rules and regulations so that they can't breathe. Amen? The real compassionate person comes to watch their children and then get them to grow up and get them to mature. We have a young lady who just got her driver's license. Permit. Well, that's cool. That's, no, that's good stuff. Okay? She can drive now. Amen? Come on, girl. Huh? No, because you're going to trust her. There you go. All teasing aside, how do we mature with that situation? Well, do we get all bent out of shape worrying? No. We say, all right, I've taught her, I've given her an example, and now I'm going to what? Uh-huh. And what if she blows it? We what? We pull the privileges away, right? Yeah, we pull a few privileges. Now, of course, you guys never did that, but I did. Okay? Sorry. Car just went into what? Time out. So when car is out of time out, the driver has to what? Wait for what? Till the time is up. Power, moral power and excellency of soul. Now which do you prefer? Shall I come to you with a rod of correction or with love in a spirit of gentleness? Ah. Yeah, because I can handle being reprimanded by somebody who loves me. I can handle being corrected by somebody who cares for me. That's what a loving father does. Now, does that mean that he might not go through a screaming session before he gets out of his emotions? Yeah, he just might. He might be natural for a few moments. Come on, ladies. You mean the mothers have never gotten angry at their children?
No, I meant you would, yeah. I was saying no.
Yeah.
You know how you get mad, you yell for
like, yeah.
Oh. I don't ever do that.
Good.
Right, Krista? I just yell, get it over with. It's done.
All right, it's done. Well, we won't talk about what I've done because my son would be right there to tell you he did it wrong.
Oh, I got it.
And I'll tell you what. He's right. Many times I did it wrong. But the goal was to correct it. I can remember when the first year, I would say about a year, into the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has really impacted my life. My oldest son had just gotten his driver's license. Okay? And you can relate to that. And he had gotten, excuse me, it was his permit. And everywhere I went, obviously, Rick wanted to drive. He was all of 16 years old, and, you know, I was going to prayer meetings. And he would drive me everywhere I wanted to go. Wasn't that cool? What a godly way to get him into church. Well, the Holy Ghost had come down. I had gotten filled with the Holy Ghost. In fact, he was the one that was chosen by God to bring his mother to the first Holy Ghost meeting. And because I had a big conference going on, and I couldn't go that night, and so he wanted to drive, so he got his mother to go to church. And how could she tell him, you can't go to church? So obviously he had an opportunity to drive her there, and he got her to be very nosy about the Holy Ghost at that time, which was awesome. So, you know, you don't know what God's going to do with a new driver. You just don't know. So watch out, Mama. So anyway, about, I would say, 6-8 months later, my oldest son was in the back of the store, and he had just pulled some real stuff, bad stuff, made a bad choice, and so on and so forth. And this father had the head full of business. And the things that I was saying to him in correction was being done out of a storm. Now, you guys know what a storm is, and my mouth is really, you know, and I got a loud voice, and it was not good. And I'm yelling at him. I'm having that session, right? And all of a sudden, I heard, "Now will you apologize?" I heard the words, "Now will you apologize?" And I'm really wanting to push the enemy away. Because after all, when does a father apologize to his son? Not in my history book. Okay? But I heard it again. So I calmed down and I said, "Rick, I'm going to ask you to forgive me." And he looked at me like if I had four heads. What kind of a new creation is this? I said it again. I said, "You did something wrong, but it doesn't give me an excuse for yelling and screaming at you. Would you forgive me?" And the tears are rolling out of my eyes. Because now I'm impacted by the Holy Ghost. I'm being corrected by the what? The spirit of gentleness and the spirit of love. I says, "I love you so much. Can't you see what you're doing to yourself?" And you know what? Everything got quiet. I can remember the back room at the store. It was like, well, a different spirit had come in. It was a whole new creation that was actually taking place between my son and I. It was a place where I now was allowing the Holy Spirit to control my emotions. Now, am I advertising? I wish I could say I never did that with my other son. Or did that with my other son. Because sometimes you do it wrong and sometimes you do it. But the most important lesson was, you can apologize. I've apologized to him before. Okay? From a different example. And he's smiling. Yeah. Because I have blown it. You know? Because I'm human. The human part of us is still alive. That's why there's still darkness on the second floor. Uh-huh. Marshall's having a good time on this one. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to put your hand over your heart. And say, "Lord Jesus, I'm asking for the spirit of gentleness and the spirit of love, of compassion, to keep pouring out of me so that those who are under me will taste of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. As a father or mom or brother or sister, I will be a guide and a counsel to those who need me from a spirit of love and a spirit of gentleness. In Jesus' name, I pray." Happy Father's Day for fathers and all over the nation. I want to ask you to lift your hand right now. Ha ha machashia. Release your spirit. Ha 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 sahara shata la lakashia tiata. I want to release a special blessing upon those that are in Afghanistan and those that are in Iran and those that are in Iraq and all over the Middle East, that your will be done, Lord, that your will be completed in every level. Father, I ask for special grace for Barbara, who's out there wondering if her husband's going to come home safe. And I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, to protect those families that we are holding in our hearts, in those service people that are giving of themselves on every level, spirit, soul, and body. And we're trusting the Holy Ghost to bring life into all those nations for your glory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And amen.